I once made a programme. I don't particularly want to go into the details because it would be very easy for the executive producer to work out who I was referring to. But yes, there was an occasion where I was dealing with a potentially delicate and certainly quite controversial issue where I felt that there was risk of bias.
Editing shot juxtapositions.
My experience is that incidents like the one involving BBC Scotland and Ally McCoist are extremely rare. I can't imagine what went on there. I would be very surprised if that had been done deliberately, although I'm even more surprised that it wasn't checked thoroughly before it went out.
Right. Okay. And do you have a checklist as to how you would approach, you know, investigative work?
When you say checklist, no, apart from using my, you know, own integrity, my own search for knowledge and the truth, my own journalistic training, I don't particularly have a checklist at all. I am constantly asked by people, particularly in the pieces that I do for the politics show, what angle I'm coming at a story from. Generally, those pieces for the politics show, I'm not coming at it from an angle at all, other than to explore a particular issue and to put both sides of the argument as cogently as I can. I will often give them a rough idea of the questions that I'm going to be asking. I personally feel rather awkward when asked for a list of questions in advance of an interview. To be honest, at that stage, I have little idea very often of what I'm specific questions I'm going to be asking. So even if I wanted to, it's sometimes a difficult request to agree to.
If one person who's got one view, you've just given an outline, and then your other person insists on a more detailed list of questions, do you think that gives an unfair bias to one or the other?
I certainly think that both sides of an argument, and there always are at least two sides to an argument, they both need to be given the most level playing field possible. And yes, I do think there is a danger that you can unfairly disadvantage one interviewee by, for example, not giving him a list of questions that given to the other. So yes, I think it's very important in those circumstances to be fair and equitable. But generally speaking, as I say, I don't give complete lists of questions in advance. I might suggest areas that I want to touch on in the interview, but I would very rarely, if at all,